I was a dead man, out in the cold. Life was a pit and I was deep in a hole, just about to give up. Then lo and behold, a voice from within said, save your soul. Yo, brothers and sisters all around the globe, I got a story, word, it's gotta be told to my family, friends, fans, even my foes. It's like this, y'all, this is how it goes. I was out in the world without a name or a goal, huh, out of school and out of control, set in my ways, yeah, stuck in the mold, and going the wrong way down a one-way road. Young and bold, I didn't want to be told, I used to steal and brag about the stuff I stole. Then one bright day, my mind got blown, when a voice from within said, save your soul. I didn't want to be told, things were looking up, and I was on the roll. I was a rude boy, and a Romeo, and anywhere I went, I started the show. I had money, woman, plenty of gold, and an overinflated EGO. I was a dead man, but I didn't know, until a voice from within said, save your soul. A movie, and I was playing the role of a black youth living in the ghetto, where the action was, that's where I'd go. Right or wrong, I'll be going with the flow, but what you reap is what you sow. It's like karma, the bad you do will follow you around, and I was going down, right down, with my face in the ground, two hands bound to a siren sound, none of my so-called friends anywhere to be found. As I thought to myself, in life you're alone, a voice from within said, anyone home? Yes, Lord, well here I be, if I ain't ready yet, I will never be. I'm sorry for the things that I did before, believe me, Lord, I won't do them no more. I'll be an arrow, if you will be my bow, and anywhere I'm sent, I'll gladly go. I'll be a witness all around the world, to every man, every woman, every boy and girl. Cause I was born in the ghetto with a strong survive, and with a will to strive, I began to rise. From 79, or was it 75, when reggae music began to open my eyes about the truth, the right, Jah the Most High, and how to achieve that little pie in the sky. Inspirated, yeah, I was totally motivated. To the border, I decided to chop the mic, but my direction was not to only those of my complexion, but the brown, yellow, red, and the white man. Critics criticize, cynics cynicize, any entertainer with a message they victimize. But in this world of sin, it's no surprise, so with the media I sympathize. I hear the rich man's laughter, hear the poor man's cries. Hypocrites advertise their lies through their eyes. Everyone's born, most of us die, but only God's children get the prize. Don't be a fool, be cool, come on and get wise. Yeah, wise up, no compromise, and listen to the voice that resides within your mind. Cause God has sent a guide to all mankind. Choice is yours, life above or death below. It's up to you to save your soul.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace. Destiny, coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support.
chilling with the family. Disneyland Park Adventure Scenery. Knott's Berry Farm Supreme Stream recently. Builds up an appetite for seas. Follow me. Boiling crab in the OC. I got my big dungeon, this crab's cracking. Y'all know me. That was tasty. Drop $100 tip to the waitress. Call it courtesy. Make your headsets on today. Give it up, oh say. Make your headsets on today. Give it up, what's up, it's clean. Chillin' in the OC. You gotta go to the beach, you gotta fill up your drinks when you're chillin' in the OC. Window flowing like you know who this is. Mr. Clean Cut, do it big. Like OC, money make it too legit. Reppin' happy tunes, and it won't quit. Surfing Newport, I do that bodyboard. But I do walk the beach watching water sports. Get up on that board, popping tricks like switching with a yo flip over the pyramid. Honey's in Beach Skate Park, warm up, playing skate. Flip grinds and stick in the dark. Test my roots, I'm OC living like 10 up in the booth. Coming out so cool. What to do? Billboard shooting boo. Gotta bet up on the game like a straight suit. Call it OC luck, I'm living proof. Performing on the stage at the House of Blues. Chilling in the OC.
On Soul Sister Saturday, OC Music Now, Mikey Miranda, take it away.
How you guys doing out there? My name is Mike Miranda. I'm with OC Music Now. What I do is I help bands, musicians, try to get their name out there on the website, as well as the radio now. Bless Soul Sisters for having me on their radio.
I want to interrupt you, actually, because I'm excited about who just sang that song, and I know it's a brand new song, and I know you're getting ready to introduce your co-host, so please do so, but I'm really excited about this song.
All right. Well, I'm very excited to introduce my co-host, Freddie, here. How you doing, Freddie?
I'm good, Mike. It's good to be here once again. It's a beautiful Saturday. We changed our time to 1 p.m. That way, you know, if you go out on Friday night, don't want to get up too early, you can catch us at 1 p.m. instead of earlier before it was 10. But anyways, I just want to thank Maria. I want to thank Soul Sister Radio and you, Mikey. I'm really proud of what you're doing, bro. You're really helping out these other bands that are trying to get out there. If you're listening and you're in a band, contact OC Music Now. They're going to help you out. They're going to help you get gigs. They're going to help you get your name out there, sell your music, and just become more and more known, especially in the OC area. We have an awesome rapper, performer, producer, songwriter on the phone right now. Mikey, tell us a little bit about how you got to know him. How did you hear about him? We're going to introduce him in just a few moments, but for now, tell us how did you get to know him, Mike?
Well, it happened at Rancho San Margarita. I met him here at Rancho, grew up with him, went skateboarding, went to the beach, hung out with his family, his beautiful family, and raised each other out here in Rancho.
Nice, brother. Well, let's get him on the line right now. He's known as Clean Cut. Clean Cut, are you there?
Yes. How's it going?
Good, brother. Good. It's good to hear from you today.
I'm very excited to be here with you guys and, share the love and everything you got for all of us musicians trying to make it out there. I'm really excited.
Nice. Once again, I want to thank you for being here, and we're going to get to know you and play some of your music. You know, tell us a little bit about your background. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your name? You know, where you grew up? Are you married?
Okay,
blah, blah, blah.
No, you know what? I used to live out in the OC when I was a kid. I probably lived there about 4 years, and I ended up moving to Fontana, where I spent most of my childhood years. And then I kind of moved up to where I'm at now, where is the high desert. And I actually spent a couple, like I think it was about 2 years, and that's when I met Mikey, down where my dad lives, the Rancho Santa Margarita. And, you know, became really good friends with Mikey. You know, it was great to get in touch with him again, and it's so awesome to hear he's in the band and, you know, doing the bassist and everything. And, you know, for him giving me the opportunity, it's awesome. But, yeah, I mean, I started out as a songwriter first. Wu-Tang was the one that inspired me. The way that they brought their syllables and brought their adjectives together, and the way that they came with something completely different in the rap form, that's what got me started and actually starting to learn how to flow. And I practiced, and I didn't care where I was at. I would get, "Yay, hey, you suck, you're good," you know, all those. I didn't care because I wanted to figure out what I was doing with it. So around 20 years old is when I started to be a producer. And that's when I wanted to learn, you know, what I can get from what I'm rapping over, like the beats and stuff like that. The beats has always inspired me of ways that they make them, the genres, the tempos that they use and everything. And, you know, to get on there and just to go, you know, go with a different direction. And that was taking 11 years of my life and sticking myself into my garage and doing nothing but positive music. I don't care what it comes down to. I don't want to cuss. I don't want to talk about anything derogatory. I don't want to talk about anything negative. I'm a positive person. I want to bring that to my listeners. And wow, you know, 2013, you know, people are going to actually hear that. And I'm really excited, and I'm very blessed and very thankful for all of that. You know what I mean?
Right, right. You know, we just played one of your songs. It's called Chillin' in the OC.
Yeah.
It's good to. It's got a great beat, and like you said, it's all positive. There's no cussing. There's no talking bad about anybody. Tell us a little bit about what inspired you to the song, how you wrote it.
Sorry, I'm very, very spontaneous. So when it comes to, hey, you're going to perform somewhere, I want to give that whole city of where I'm going to perform that chance to, you know, to really indulge how I made that beat just for them or made that song just for them. So I went for a low key. You know, and I made it overnight. I made the whole entire thing. It was, hey, you know what? I was called up and said, hey, you're going to perform at, in Orange County. You're going to perform at the House of Blues. And so I got to thinking, hey, you know what? I got to make a song for the whole city will relate to, and I got to bring who I am and what I do on the beat, and also for the music. So as a sound engineer and everything that I do all on my own, that's what I brought for you guys. You know what I mean? For everybody to, you know, totally see that you don't have to, you know, think of the way that rap has turned today. You know what I mean? Where it's just nothing but me. It's more like I want to give back for you guys. This is what you deserve. This is what I want to do for you guys, and I want you to enjoy this at the same time. You know what I mean?
Right, right. So Mikey's got a few questions he wants to ask you himself. He's right here sitting next to me.
Hey, but, Brian. What's going on, Brian? How you doing, man?
Hey, Mikey. How's it going, buddy?
Good. Just chilling here in my house. Hey, I have a quick question for you. I know I grew up with you. Tell me how, you know, you can sit in any room and look at any images and just rhyme and it just flows. How do you do that? Can you explain to the audience how you do it?
Okay, so basically what it is you have to find something that you like first. So what I do is I start out with a subject. There's a subject on the wall, and I see something. I was like, you know what? Hey, I see a spot on the wall. Well, what color is that spot? That color started something, right? So if it was brown, what town did it come from? You know what I mean? You're just throwing it off, and then you're saying the circumference, or you're saying the square, or you're saying the line. Whatever it is on that wall is creating the whole entire image of what you're portraying, whether it be saying, drawn out, or you know, doing things like that.
Right. Okay. Hey, another question. How do you classify your music?
Classify my music. I call it positive outlook situation, and it's POS. POS is basically who I am, positive outlook situation all day long.
Right. Okay.
Okay, well, I want to ask you this. Does music run in your family? I know a lot of musicians, you know, were inspired by their parents, or, you know, how old were you, or when did you decide, I want to be a musician?
I would say once I started, the door was open once I started rapping, and once I got kind of like content and confident of my rapping and my flowing, that I wanted to change and learn how it's made. And once that is, you see, the thing is about me, like, I'll focus on something, like, say, because I'm a skateboarder, and when I started skateboarding, most people would start with just to learn how to kickflip or learn how to ollie. Me, I wanted to pop my trick as high as I could and land it that way. So if you can see the metaphor I'm going with that, it's like I want to take it and I want to bring the quality out before the actual thing is done. So when your project is done, I always focus on the quality. If you listen to my actual music compared to some of the music that's out there, it's all muffled, it's all turned around. I put 7 years into learning that Logic program myself and pulling out all that quality that can be attainable. And that's the way that I think, you know what I mean? It's like I always go for the highest of quality, the best sound, so you can just sit back, relax, and enjoy it.
Right, right. Okay, you know what? Let's go ahead and enjoy another one of your songs. This one is called California On Point. Tell me a little bit about California On Point.
Okay, everybody, you're going to love this one. I had a little thing with so my daughter is 11 years old at this time. And we have this, you ask as kids or whatever, you say, hey, you know, you want to try a song? You want to try a song? Well, she blew me away when she got on here and was able to sing. First of all, she's really good at singing. I have some songs where she actually is rapping. And she is like, I swear you can call her the Snoop of females if you want, because she's so laid back and so clean, you know, like, wow, you know. But, my daughter's on the hook on this one. And also, on this one, my wife asked me, hey, try to throw some big words, and I'll tell you what they mean. And so you listen to some of those words. Those are pretty neat. I got that from my wife on some of those words that I put on the very first verse. Then other than that, it's California On Point. You'll like it.
Nice. Let's go ahead and enjoy that song right now, California On Point.
South father and daughter, put Cali on the map. Cali on the map. Yeah. We got our song too, baby. For real. Come on, Marissa. Sing it for us.
California, we got the stars, so they wanna be upon ya. Heads in the clouds. California, home of the Lakers. You might get run down. Football called the Raiders.
Here in Cali, we got the best weather. Multicultural diversity, snowboards and gear set up. Yeah, you like to go surfing, 2 hours distance, amusement park seats waiting. Come on. Hollywood movie stars close to the border. Popping off at the club, G'd up. You about to score, huh? Sporting green, Kevin Diamond, score to Robin's brother.
Uh-huh.
Newport Beach, scorching summer.
I like the set yourself,
snowboarders. Smiles and laughter, no cold shoulders. We here now, we call the soldiers.
What?
Rappers, producers, planning my ideas, designs on pullovers.
Uh-huh.
Snoop holding down this 83.
That's right.
Perfecting the beat made for Cali.
Job clean cut, do it right. Representing right here on the west side. Got to hit the coast, strapped in for the flight. Yeah, for the flight. Huh.
You like my breakdowns? You
right
like
now.
My hooks now? Papa got a cook now. Minions and plates
out.
Pushing them way down. Method that I use, word of mouth. Huh? Word of mouth. Born in the LBC.
Born and raised.
Grew up to be the professional
Cali
that you see. I'm proud to be living in California. Got my wife, my kids,
yeah.
And my family. I'm set. Spiking
so
on this game
set.
Without a sweat. What's that I live by? I live life with no regrets.
California, we got the stars, so they wanna be upon ya. Heads in the clouds. California, home of the Lakers. You might get run down. Football called the Raiders.
Hello, welcome to OCMusicNow.com. We're here with Mikey. We're here with Clean Cut on the line. Something happened there. Wasn't sure what was going on, but sorry about that. Mike, you want to ask a couple more questions? We got Clean Cut.
Hey, Clean Cut.
Yeah.
Hey, who influenced you, before you started rapping and all that? Who made you start rapping?
You know what? I'd have to say, is Wu-Tang, is because it was so different. the syllables, the way that the word play that they had is what gave me like that direction of design, the direction of something completely different that that I could work off of. So I spent probably about 2 years after that just write all day long, not even know what I'm writing about, but looking for the rhyme patterns, the rhyme schemes, changing everything up as much as I could possible, because, like I said, they were the ones that started me to even like rap. I didn't even like, because I used to listen to, like, you know, punk and, you know, other things like that, like, you know, Metallica. I used to listen to that a little bit, Bad Religion, Red Hot Chili Peppers, you know, things like that. That's what I used to listen to. And then, like, once I heard that, it was a new door for me to open, you know what I mean?
Right. No, I hear you. Right on. So, what can you tell musicians that are trying to get their name out there? What kind of tools can they use? You know, like internet, you know, gigs,
well,
or whatnot.
What I can say that that does work the best is your best is your word of mouth and being a one-on-one. If you are a one-on-one where you're actually going out and talking to people, that's the best way, because people will trust you and look at you and listen to what you have to say if they're face-to-face. If not, you're just a number or a word on a screen, and nobody really goes there unless you're already known. So the best way to do it is if you got to get in the face of other people with smiles and like, hey, you know, this is what I am as an upcoming artist. I'd like you to check this out. Make like 3 songs and put it on a CD and just give it to them. You can have your stuff that you want to sell and all that, but just get it out there. That's the best way to do it, is making 3 songs. If you're really good songs, that's it. It could call them samples if you want. Here's 3 samples. I'd like you to just check it out. You don't have to pay me nothing. Just put it in your player and tell me what you think. Or if not, just, you know, pass it around.
All right, Clean Cut, I have a question for you. Do you and have you or will you be performing live anytime soon or maybe in the past?
I will be performing at the House of Blues, and that will be in October. I'm still waiting on a date on that one. Also in July, we'll be in Hollywood. So those are my 2 venues that I'm definitely looking forward to. And those are about five songs I'm performing, so it's going to be good.
Will this be your first live performance in front of, you know, audience?
Well, not in front of audience. I've done that before, but at these major venues, yes, that would be the first for me, and I'm very excited. And I go into what's called crunch time within a week. I'll go in there, and I'll basically crunch time my whole entire show, my whole segment in like three different ways. So that way I'm ready. I'm ready for the crowd. I'm ready to work for the crowd and, you know, get those hands clapping and everybody excited and, wow, you know, who is Clean Cut? There he is, you know?
Nice. I was just about to ask you that. My next question was, how do you prepare yourself mentally? Do you meditate? Do you pray?
Oh, yeah. I'm a very spiritual person. I go throughout the day with, I'd say, probably about 6 to 7 prayers, and that's whether it be good or bad, and thanking or forgiving. Not a problem. I mean, it keeps me going as a positive person, because without Christ, without, you know, him who died on the cross for our sins, for me, I wouldn't be able to look at myself and smile, because I'm blessed. I'm truly blessed, and I'm very thankful in every way that possible. Friends that I have, coworkers, you know, my family, we're all there, bad or good. We work through it. We work as a team. And, you know, that's what keeps me going every single day, where I can actually prioritize my time, where I get to spend time with my family. I get to go out there and make my music. I get to, do my shirts, because I do a lot of different things too, create my own designs. I actually made one for Mikey too, his own band name with a shirt with yellow, the yellow shirt.
Yeah, I like that shirt. It's very cool, man. I saw that too. I like it a lot.
Well, let me ask you this. Who out there, take a minute, and who do you want to thank out there that inspired you, helped you on your journey? Who, you know, talk about a few people that you just want to say thank you to getting me where you're
comes to mind when it comes to my music. Always comes to mind, because he's, well, I've seen with other people, he's not the same as he is with me. But he's the one that he's the one that created my backbone for me. His name is Rick Big Train, and he's probably listening. I hope he is. But yeah, he's the one that like pretty much took me under his wing. You know what I mean? And you know, he got me to be the producer that I am because he showed me so much that I needed to know, because I wouldn't be with the quality of the sound and the way that my music is played instead of him, because that is a huge accomplishment that he was able to help me get past. You know what I mean?
Right.
So yeah, for musically that way, I would definitely say as a producer, he was definitely the one that I would like to thank for that.
That's great. You know, we're getting ready to play another one of your songs. Tell us a little bit about New Contender on the Block.
Oh yeah, this is a good one. This one is literally I like to check out my style. My style ranges from where Drake, Way of 40, his producer makes beats and stuff like that. So what I did is I basically will go and I'll sit and I'll watch a video. I'll get inspired and then I'll go out there and I'll make my beat. And so I made this beat in literally 20 minutes. I made this whole entire beat, and then I got on it and I had my buddy, my boy Jody, which is, really, really cool cat. And he's, I wanted one day hopefully to get him on. If I ever was to get Clean Cut Productions, I'd like to get him on as one of my rappers, because he is a positive rapper. Well, when he's around me, he is. I know that. But other than that, this is an awesome song. You guys will like this. It's definitely different.
Okay, so once again, my name is Freddie Rings. We're here with Mikey, rapper, producer, songwriter, Clean Cut. This is his song, New Contender on the Block.
Yeah, I remember that day I was a nobody. And I remember that day when I became a somebody. Everybody remembers your face. Everybody remembers that line that you dropped. They took their hearts at a time.
New Contender on the Block, that's me. New Contender, don't you stop, that's me. New Contender, they like it, they hot. Man, I'm guaranteed to rock. Get it poppin' on your block, that's me. I'm breaking it down, I'm making it hot. They blacked my music all on the block. Clean cut drops ain't never gonna stop. What, da-da-da. Soaking in the sun, dozing off, daydreaming. Who's the wonder? Am I losing weight? I'm looking good for summer. Got that energy, stomp the ground like Thumper. Larry Cabby, feel the warmth undercover. They call me silly, listen to me stutter. I got that spread, I can't believe it's not butter. We made it 20 minutes. Track the sound, got them all want to get it on it. I'm hearing it, I got the microphone, so I'm spitting my lyrics on this Saturday night in my studio, in my home. Oh, I'm just thinking about ways to go. I could go up and down, left to right, side to side.
Left to right, side to side. Throw it up, where I'm from, West Coast.
Soul Sister Radio.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal's Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, You Decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
Hey, welcome back to OC Music Now. I'm live here with Clean Cut and Freddie Rings.
Hey, Clean Cut.
Clean Cut? All right, I guess we don't have Clean Cut on the air right now.
What do you mean?
Oh, okay, you're there. Sorry, I didn't hear you. So, hey, tell me a little bit about your song lyrics on that song we just heard, the new Contender on the Block.
Hello?
Yes, we're on the air right now, Clean Cut. We're asking you a question about new Contender on the Block. Can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you for those lyrics, what you were going through in your life at the time?
Yeah, you know what? I was in my garage. It was right after I was listening to Drake. I forget what song it was, but I was like, you know what? I need to come up with something different. That's, you know, that part where I was singing. Did you hear that part?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Okay, so that part where I was singing is like, you know, he kind of inspired me on to try something new. Not to basically train my whole entire style around it, but to throw a little bit in there. So I was like, it's pretty neat. Like, I was like, that's where I got that. I feel what I was saying, but I was singing it. And so I got that off of that Drake video I was watching. And then I get in my zone. And then, you know what, I was like, I started my chorus first. I wrote it out and started rapping it. And I'm like, wait a minute, you know what? And then I called my boy Jody and I said, you know what, man, I need you on this chorus. And he's like, you know, with energy, like, yeah, man, I'm there. I'll be right there. He gets on there and he's just got this powerful, just got to listen to voice. So I was just like, you know what, this has got to be a chorus. And you know, once we made it, it was a hit, man. We do a video to it too.
Oh, okay, nice. Very cool. Hey,
yeah.
I got a funny question to ask. If you have an embarrassing moment growing up performing, like a situation you went and got into and you got embarrassed?
Yeah, very, very embarrassing. There's two, actually. I have two of them. One was I was at a I was at Angel's Roadhouse. I was performing my song called Bike Riders. And it was kind of frustrating because this guy, the DJ, wouldn't put me on, and he wanted to wait till I was like they were almost out of the club, and I kept persistence. I was like, you know, I need to go, dude, like, and let me get on here. And so when I went on there, he turned the microphone all the way up. So as I'm like rapping, it's like scratching all over the place. I was so mad. Like that was like very embarrassing. And the crazy part is, I don't like to give up, so I just kept going. and there was another one where, you know, I was performing with Jen. I put an album out with her, and I was performing with her at a house party. And we had two of these wireless mics. I was like, yeah, this is cool. I'm not really used to, I'm used to like regular mics with the cord hanging and, you know, the old school like karaoke-ish style, like kind of thing, you know? And so I was right. like, okay, we're she's doing her part. She's rapping good. No problem. All of a sudden, I'm rapping. My mic goes out of batteries. So we're passing the mic back and forth. So that wasn't cool. We still did it. We still got applause on it, but it was very embarrassing.
Wow, that's embarrassing, Clean Cut. Well, you know, I have another personal question to ask you.
Yeah.
You know, without the support, you know, you mentioned you were married. Without the support of your wife, you know, the long hours, the staying out late, coming home early the next morning, you know, being by herself while you're out performing and, you know, in the studio and all that. Tell us about a little bit about who she is, how she supports you, or maybe she doesn't support you.
Okay, my wife is very, very strong, very compromisable. Like when we first met, we were right off the bat, we were inseparable. I'd say for the first 3-4 years, and then we actually had our first day. We had away from each other. So we have a compromise where it's like, you know what, if I want to do something, it means something to me, so she's going to do it. Same thing with her. If she has something, she wants to do something, I'm going to do it. I don't care what it is. If it's driving all the way down to L.A. just to pick up somebody, we're going to do it. If we're going to drive to Vegas just to pick up somebody, we're going to do it. Doesn't matter what it is, what it takes. We sacrifice our compromise every single day. So, and the thing is, it's like, you know, she's a tough, hard worker. She works as a manager, and the reason I work so hard is because I see her working. She gets up at 2:30 in the morning, comes to work as a manager here at Costco, and you know, it's really, really, I know, is tired and can't, and that's why I'm doing this. So she doesn't have to work anymore. That's my ultimate goal. Is to get it to that point where it's like, hey, you know what? Instead of you getting up at 2:30 in the morning, why don't we get up at 2:30 in the morning and go buy you some clothes or something? Let's go to Vegas. Let's go have our time. You know what I mean? So we get our time on our house maybe like 2-3 hours out of the week. But hello?
Oh, it sounds like you're cutting in and out a little bit. But go on. You're on.
Oh, okay. No. I was just saying that what did you hear last?
Okay, we seem to be having some technical difficulties. Clean Cut, you were in the middle of answering, you know, talking about your wife, how she supports you.
Okay, can you hear me now? I don't understand why not. That's weird.
Well, let's go on to the next question. You know, we have a caller on the air
that
wants to ask you something or speak with you. Who's this caller we have on the air right now?
This is Jody Joe.
Jody.
Jody, what's up?
Hey, what's up with it, Clean? Man, I'm just listening to you on the radio right now.
Heard a couple of your songs, man. Keep doing your thing, man. I'm just calling and supporting. Say that again.
Appreciate it.
I like that new OC, chilling in the OC.
Yeah, nice, man.
Thanks, man. For sure.
Keep doing your thing, man.
Definitely. You got one more song you're on, so keep listening.
Oh, for sure, man. Big up, man. Much love, man.
Oh, so is this a friend of yours that you know, Clean Cut?
Is it what?
Is this somebody that you know? Do you know him?
He's the voice on New Contender on the Block.
Oh, great. That's fantastic. You know, we do have another caller that wants to speak with you. Her name is Brianna. Brianna, you're live. Go ahead. Ask your question.
Hey, Clean Cut.
Hey, how you doing, Bree?
Good. How are you? You sound great.
Hey, awesome. Thank you. I'm glad you're listening.
So I just wanted to ask a question. Both of your songs, you have a very distinct voice in both of them. Like, you sound completely different. Like, how do you change your voice that way? Because it sounds awesome.
You know what? What I do is I go when I'm listening to a beat, I don't want to change it too much to sound like somebody different. But what I do is I listen to the tone of it, and I actually test it by freestyling, and I'll see what sounds good and what goes with my tone that I'm trying to reach.
Is that something that you've developed on your own over the years, or something that you were taught?
Like when I freestyle, it's pretty cool because like I'll get like to a point where there's like an industry beat that's out there, and then it's all of a sudden if you're listening to it, I can get really, really enriched in it. Like you're like, oh my gosh, that just sounds cool, and it's like not even what I'm saying, it's just the way that I portray my voice because of the beat, the way that it's flowing basically.
Well, you're really talented, and I hope that you go far.
Hey, awesome. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Brianna, thank you for the call. And we also want to encourage other listeners, if you're out there enjoying the show, give us a call. Green Cut, you were just talking about your different sounds, how you can vary your voice and so on. I know that this next song we're going to play is called 2013 Voice, and that's for you know, like you mentioned, for those who are updated with the 2013
yes.
hip-hop, it's a little bit of a different sound. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. This is more of like, say, a competition where the sound comes from what's being, not what's being said, but what's being played. Like when you listen to the sound of this beat that I made, it's getting the feel of what is actually selling out there with all these hip-hop artists. You know what I mean? That's where I'm going with this one.
Okay. So let's go ahead and play 2013 Voice. That's the name of the song. Once again, this is rapper, producer, songwriter, Clean Cut with his song 2013 Voice.
Cha-ching, call it
cash machines.
This music would welcome back to OC Music Now. This is my dear.
Hi.
All right, this is Mike with OC Music Now. Welcome back. We actually have another caller, Clean Cut.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
The caller? We have a caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Train,
hey.
Train.
You're live on the air with Clean Cut.
Oh,
go ahead and
what's up, Clean Cut?
Hey, what's going on? Is this Train?
Yeah, I like that song, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, man.
So, man, what's your, when you go performing or something, man, I'm trying to check you out.
Performance, definitely going to be in October and definitely going to be in July. I got 5 songs, so I'm going to be choosing them here soon.
Oh, shoot. Okay, man. Well, look, if you ever, you know, in Vegas or anything like that, man, holler at me.
You got it, buddy. Not a problem.
Thanks, Train. Thanks for being on air with us today.
Oh, no problem. Keep up the good work, Clean. I like the music.
Thanks, buddy, for the show. Well appreciated.
Right. No problem.
Hey, Clean Cut, so I heard you're coming out with a new album, right?
Yes, I am.
Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
It's called Energetic Ambition. It's got a lot of energy in it. It's great. It's good sound. There's a lot of cool things that I haven't done before. There's one called Rockin' My Polo, and every time I play it, everybody loves it. Play that one again. Play that one again. So there's a lot of cool songs on there. Very excited about this one. And the way that I'm going to release this one is I want to create the hype, is basically. So I've been, telling people about it, but I haven't set a date yet.
All right.
Well, Clean Cut, I don't know what's going on. We seem to have a few difficulties technically.
Are you still there? I'm listening. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on.
We're getting some feedback, but that's okay. Let's just move on. That was your song, 2013 Boys. It's awesome. We really enjoyed listening to it here. Thank you once again for being on our talk show, OC Music Now, through Soul Sister Radio. Just want to say thank you once again. We got Mikey here. He's going to ask you a couple more questions. So
actually, we got a caller that wants to ask a question. Clean Cut.
Sure, go ahead.
Hello. My name is Maria, and I have a very interesting question for you, Clean Cut, as it was when you met me. Actually,
yes.
We met a couple weeks ago. You mentioned something that I will not forget, and which is the reason why I feel called to really help Mikey and OC Music Now. And I'm not sure what the technical difficulties are, because everything is lit up on this screen and everything looks like it's on. So what
I'm listening.
There is an energy here that is huge, and I am blessed by it. Mikey, thank you so much for having your show on this station. And Freddie, thank you so much for helping Michael here. But the question that I have for you, Clean Cut, is because of the energy, spiritual energy that you have and that you create, because you have chosen to step out to make it clean so the kids can hear, so you're not going with the flow. And of course, there is no devil in hell that wants any of us to exceed, so technical difficulties seem to just pop up like they are. But with this incredible energy, I have a feeling that what is fueling that energy is the amount of love that you possess for your wife and your children. And I want to know how she has inspired you to continue on in this spiritual battle, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
When it's getting hard.
You know what? It's to say, to carry on in the hardship of what we go through, and to know that my wife is there for me. It takes a lot to get to know the person. You got to know the person before. I mean, that's why we're married, because we've already been through all of the ups and downs, and
and the rights and wrongs and the do's and don'ts, and we stick together as people who love each other, and it doesn't matter what it takes. We will do what it takes to get it right, and if it's not right, well, we'll stick together and figure out the solution.
Well, clean cut, you know, since you're talking about your wife, I know that there's a song that you wrote for her.
Yes.
And talk to us a little bit about the song, My Pride and Joy. We're going to get ready and play that, but I know it's for your wife, and
yes.
I know you wrote that for her. Tell us what
yes.
you inspired, how you were inspired to write her that song.
The way that I am inspired is all the love that I have for my wife, okay? This talks about, you know, things that only I know, and whereas they're only little things, and that it'll give you an idea of where I'm coming from when I'm talking about my wife. And what I feel that the way that, you know, you're supposed to be with your spouse, the way you're supposed to talk about your spouse, the way she's supposed to be on the pedestal and you're trying to, you know, be there with her at the same time. You know, she's my queen, you know, I treat her that way. Whatever I have, I give her, no matter what. If I'm down low and I got to wait, say, like, my money's really low, whatever it is, I'm out there helping out what I can do. I'm doing what I can do. When I can get, you know, that point again and help out, you know, I have money now, I'm taking her out, and I'm taking, along with my family, too, as well. So I'm not just my wife, but this song is nothing, this is all about my wife. This is all about my wife here.
Great. So we're going to go ahead and play the song, My Pride and Joy, written, produced by Clean Cut for his wife. Go ahead.
I'm living my life for my wife and I. Gonna make it big, don't have to try, 'cause it comes so natural. I'm living my life for my wife and I. Gonna make Black dress.
Hi, welcome back to our show. Hey, Clean Cut, that was an awesome song.
Thanks, Mikey.
All right, well, hey, we'll be back next week, Saturday. We have an extra special guest next Saturday at OC Music Now. Hey, Brian, where can these audience find your music?
You can go to Clean Cut, which is C-L-E-A-N-K-U. Here, let me slow it down a little bit. Clean, C-L-E-A-N-K-U-T-T, Productions, ProductionsIONS.com.
And do you have Twitter? Do you have Facebook?
I have my Facebook is on there. My Twitter is on there. I guess you can, if you have enough time, I'll give you my Reverb Nation. This way you can actually hear a variety of my songs, of my music.
Mm-hmm.
It's www.reverb, R-E-V-E-R-B-N-A-T-I-O-N.com /... CLEANKUTTPRODUCTIONS. And that's in the URL.
Okay. And you also have SoundCloud again, yeah?
Yeah. Also SoundCloud, yeah. I'm not sure what that one is offhand, but when you go to either one of these, when you go to my cleancutproductions.com, you can actually scroll all the way down to the bottom of the first page, and it'll have Facebook, it'll have SoundCloud, and all you have to do is click on it, and that's it.
Perfect. All right, well, hey, Clinker, I want to thank you for having you on my show. Once again, if you're a musician that want to get out there in Orange County, you can reach me at ocmusicnow.com and just go under contacts and email me through that, and I'll find you gigs. Get your name out there and help you out. I want to thank Soul Sister Radio. This is Mike.
And this is Freddie Ring.
I want to thank you guys, too, for having me on. It was an awesome opportunity. I'm glad I got to share it with you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Clean Cut. This is Freddie Ring once again on Soul Sister Radio. Our show is OC Music Now. And, Mikey, you're doing an awesome job helping those bands. If you're a band, contact us. We will help you out. On Soul Sister Radio, thank you.
I hear some say nothing is sweeter than love's first kiss, or getting high till you reach the sky on a cloud of bliss. But as I reflect upon my life and I reminisce, I can't dismiss that I get a thrill from love and service. That is why I'm gonna learn to love, and I'm gonna love to serve. 'Cause as I serve my brothers and sisters, I am serving the Father. Yes, I'm gonna learn. Tell me now, can you help them? I need no matter.
is plenty, but the laborers are few. So let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
You think you're right, my friend?
Radio.
We're having a Soul Sister after party, and right now I would like to talk to Mikey Miranda and Freddie just for a moment, because I know that you have a lot of supporters and listeners out there, and we did have one special listener this morning, so I want to send a special thank you out to the west coast of Canada, and thank you for taking the time, my dear friend, and because I know how special music is to you. And so, Mikey, I want you to send out a special thank you to all of those that are taking the time to pay attention to why you are very passionate about what you are doing. And these archive listeners that are taking the time to listen to this right now are having the opportunity to hear, especially those that are listening with purpose. So how do you feel about your numbers and the support that you are getting with your dream?
Well, I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed that we have our archive listeners listening in. I want to thank you guys all. I want to do a shout-out to all you guys to making my dream come true. I want to thank Soul Sisters Maria, Freddie, everybody, the whole family, Paco Bonton. I can go on and on. I just want to thank everybody that are listening in and supporting what we're doing.
Wow, I'm really excited. Freddie, how do you feel about your friend Michael? Mikey, sorry. I told Michael that I'm going to have a hard time calling him Mikey because Michael is my favorite name. So, Freddie, tell me, how do you feel about everything?
You know, I've known Mikey for, you know, multiple years already, 5-6 years. And ever since we met, we became instant friends. Like, we are 10 years apart in age, but that doesn't matter at all because we get along great. We're like brothers. I love him, his family, and I support him 100%, and he knows he can count on me through our journey with this new thing we're doing with OC Music Now. And also want to thank you, Maria. I mean, it's awesome working with you, and we have so much support. So many people love us and support us, and that's just, it feels great. I'm looking forward to the future.
And that's why I played Paso's song, Loving Service, because I think we're all coming together. And like you said, these technical difficulties, all week long, there's been an energy around me, and my computer has not worked, and my phone has not worked. And when you gather and a whole bunch of people that really are focused on what God has called them to do, or their universal power, or whatever they want to call it, you tend to get this type of amazing response. So, Mikey, I'm very proud of you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity of being in your life so I can watch and be a witness to all that is happening. And just thank you so much. Would you like to say anything else before we go?
I just want to thank everybody again, and looking forward to next Saturday.
Perfect. And we will see you next week on OC Music Now. My jaw is ready to go. And who's going to be your guest next week?
We got Ragabonds.
Ragabonds? Is Jimmy going to be on just a little bit, snippet next too?
What's that? I'm sorry?
Was Jimmy going to be on next week as a snippet?
Yes.
Ah, good. Okay, perfect. Then we will see you all next week on Soul Sister Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Soul Sister Radio. Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.